Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 21st. Lawmakers have finally released the details of their $1.2 trillion spending deal. Now they have until midnight tomorrow to get it through both chambers. There are worries that if House and Senate leaders can't get it over the finish line, there could be a short-term lapse in government funding over the weekend. That would likely only have a limited impact, though, as long as the money issues were fixed by the end of Sunday. The package would increase border funding, as well as protect women's rights, by preserving a travel policy so that service members and their families can access reproductive health care. Those are two key presidential election issues, and the bill will need support of both parties. If it is passed, it will mark the end of the months-long spending saga that's seen foreign aid put on hold, a House Speaker ousted, and several 11th-hour short-term agreements. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a deal for the release of hostages and an immediate ceasefire in Gaza is, quote, getting closer. Blinken is in Egypt today to visit government leaders, and he met with the country's president just after landing in Cairo this morning. His visit comes just ahead of another trip to Israel tomorrow to discuss ongoing negotiations for hostage releases, increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza, and the planned offensive on Rafah. Next week, US and Israeli officials are expected to discuss alternatives to a ground offensive in Gaza's southern city, where about 1.5 million people are sheltering. Meanwhile, Israel's Supreme Court has paused a government plan to send a group of Palestinian patients and babies in hospitals back to Gaza, following a CNN report. The decision comes after a local nonprofit filed a petition after seeing the report. Donald Trump is running out of time and options to pay his nearly $500 million bond for his New York civil business fraud case. The former president has until Monday to pay up, and if he doesn't pay or an appeals court doesn't step in, Attorney General Letitia James told ABC News that she'll be waiting.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
This comes as new election finance filings show that the group funding Trump's legal bills is spending more cash than it's bringing in. But he did see an uptick in donations in February. President Joe Biden is outpacing Trump when it comes to fundraising, though, with the Biden campaign widening its already substantial financial advantage in February. The US Air Force has tested a hypersonic cruise missile in the Pacific for the first time, as it tries to keep up with China and Russia. Hypersonic weapons can travel at around 4,000 miles per hour, making them difficult to detect and intercept in time. They can also move through different altitudes, so they can evade current missile defense systems. China has reportedly been testing similar weapons since 2014, and a US Air Force general has previously said that Beijing tested one that, quote, went around the world. And Ukraine says Russia fired a hypersonic cruise missile against the country earlier this year. Up next, the LA Dodgers fired their star player's interpreter over allegations of massive theft.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani has fired his longtime interpreter Ippei Muzuhara, accusing him of stealing millions of dollars to place sports bets. The LA Times and ESPN report that the player's legal team says the interpreter placed the bets with a bookmaker that's under federal investigation. The dispute has sent shockwaves to Japan, where Ohtani and Muzuhara are from. CNN's Hanako Montgomery reports.
Muzuhara is not a stranger. He is the longtime interpreter and friend of Ohtani. And in fact, Ohtani trusted Muzuhara so much that he asked the interpreter to come with him to Los Angeles when he first made that move to Major League Baseball back in 2018. So the nature of this relationship has really shocked fans in Japan, and it remains to be seen how this will affect the pair's relationship.
That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.